March 31, his purchased possession. For the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every proud obstacle to the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, Revised Standard Version. In dealing with unreasonable and wicked men, those who believe the truth are to be careful not to bring themselves down to the same level, where they will use the same satanic weapons that their enemies use, by giving loose rein to strong personal feelings and arousing against themselves and against the work the Lord has given them to do, passion and bitter enmity. Keep Jesus uplifted. We are laborers together with God. We are provided with spiritual weapons mighty to the pulling down of the strongholds of the enemy. We must in no case misrepresent our faith by weaving unchristlike attributes into the work. We must exalt the law of God as binding us up with Jesus Christ and all who love him and keep his commandments. We are also to reveal a love for the souls for whom Christ has died. Our faith is to be demonstrated as a power of which Christ is the author, and the Bible, his word, is to make us wise unto salvation. Let the righteousness of Christ with its life-giving influence into the soul, and then you can sing, He forgiveth all our iniquities. You say, I am full of spiritual disease. The great physician is calling you to come to him, that he may heal you. He healeth all our diseases. The worst of these diseases are envy, jealousy, evil surmising, evil speaking, a desire to follow plans that counterwork the work of God. The lives of all ought to be holy, but they are full of depravity, and because of this men are easy subjects for Satan's temptations. But if Christ abides in your heart, you can say, He redeemeth our life from destruction. He crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Then let songs of praise be upon our lips and in our hearts. Meditate upon Christ's sufferings for us. In the place of watching to find something to accuse and condemn in others, thank the Lord that there is forgiveness with him. Christ is grieved when we criticize and accuse, for this is the work of Satan. Let us draw water from the wells of salvation and praise the Lord. It is not sermonizing that gives evidence that the soul is born again. An appreciation of Christ's tenderness toward the sheep of his pasture gives evidence of this. Manuscript 46, March 31, 1898. The work before God's people.